Hi, everyone. Johan Jermark here from Danske Bank. Warm welcome to this update call with Akelius in connection to yesterday's transaction of Castellum shares, now meaning Akelius being the largest owner in Castellum. Presenters today are CEO Ralf Spann and CFO Leiv Synnes. There are no slides for this call, and we will start with a short update from the management team, and then we will go directly to Q&A. And with that, Ralf, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Johan. Hello, my name is Ralf Spann. I'm the CEO of Akelius. In December 2021, we have disposed of our properties in Germany and Denmark and Sweden. Since then, we have invested approximately 500 million euros in assets in North America, including some deals that we will close soon. We're always looking for good opportunities to reinvest the proceeds from the disposal. Yesterday, Akelius has acquired 12% of the shares of Castellum, and that is equal a volume of 424 million euros. The liquidity in Akelius is very strong. So the investment volume yesterday is only 14% of the liquidity per June 2022. And if you include the Akelius group, which includes the dividends we have paid out, then the investment is less than 10%. Akelius becomes the largest shareholder in Castellum. For now, we consider that investment as a pure financial investment. The deal which we were offered is a very rare opportunity in terms of volume of the shares. There hasn't been many opportunities comparable to the one of Castellum. We see a discount of the share price in relation to the net asset value, depending on how you calculate, between 30 and 50%. We believe that the transaction is a very good deal for Akelius, even if there are coming some turbulences in the market. The Castellum transaction offers Akelius diversification in terms of currency, asset class, and geographically. Castellum provides a very strong dividend yield. The dividend yield so far has been 6.7% compared to the Akelius yield of 2%. Castellum has a strong and diverse position in the Swedish commercial real estate market. It has a growing presence in other Nordic markets like Finland, Norway, and Denmark. Another good topic about Castellum is they are the front runner in sustainability, and they're the most sustainable property company in the Nordics. And this sustainability work in Castellum can be and will be a positive contribution to Akelius' efforts in that field. The next step with Castellum from our side is that we aim to keep Castellum's rating and improve the rating going forward. We will, of course, have a seat in the board, and we will support the existing management. Now I hand over to Leif.
Thank you. Ralf mentioned, it's a good investment for Akelius, and less than 10% of the Akelius group ability is spent on the shares. The dividend deal is good, as Ralf mentioned, and if we calculate it as adding to the EBITDA in the Akelius group, increase the EBITDA by 18 million euro. And that is equivalent to a 16% increase in EBITDA for Akelius group. And the EBITDA is, when considering the rating in Akelius, the EBITDA is a factor that is on the weaker side in our rating assessment. So improving the EBITDA is important for Akelius. And this transaction helps Akelius to improve. And the investment is only 4% of total assets in Akelius Residential JV. So it's not a material investment, even if it's a large, in euro, it's not a large portion of the company. And Akelius intends to still be like a mainly residential profit company.